Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Christine Sandy, the Program Director of the Rural Health Information Hub, and I'd like to welcome you to today's webinar about the evaluation findings from the first implementation year of the RMOMS program. And I'll quickly run through some housekeeping items before we begin. We have provided a PDF copy of the presentation on the RHI Hub website, and that's accessible through the URL on your screen. And now it is my pleasure to introduce our speakers for today's webinar. Ellie Coombs is a managing associate at Mission Analytics Group, where she directs projects, conducts quantitative and qualitative research, and provides training and technical assistance. She has been the project director for numerous complex projects with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, including the Health Resources and Services Administration HIV/AIDS Bureau, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Assistant Secretary for Planning and Evaluation, the Office of Women's Health, and the Office of Infectious Diseases and HIV/AIDS Policy. Her areas of expertise include HIV care delivery, hepatitis C treatment access and policy, data management and reporting, paid family leave policy, maternal health, and Medicaid-funded home and community-based services. Liz Crane is a health researcher at Mission. She focuses on qualitative and quantitative research, program evaluation, project management, and technical assistance for federal clients, including HRSA, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Office of Infectious Disease and HIV/AIDS Policy, and other federal agencies. Her primary research interests include women's health, maternal health and mortality, and hepatitis C treatment access and policy. Claire Wilson, PhD, is a social psychologist with more than 15 years of expertise in mixed methods research, program and process evaluation design and development, and outcome impact evaluations. As Insights Project Director for the current RMOMS evaluation, she collects patient and provider and network level primary data for the Texas RMOMS awardee, conducts interviews with network administrators, clinicians, and case managers, and contributes to reports and webinars. She also serves as a site lead for the Maternal Opioid Misuse or MOM model evaluation for CMS. Dr. Wilson is leading the evaluation of Maryland State's demonstration, which is being piloted in the rural county of St. Mary's. And with that, I'll turn it over to Ellie.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. I'm Ellie Coombs from Mission Analytics Group, and I'm here with my colleagues from Mission, Liz Crane, and our partner from Insight Policy Research, Claire Wilson. So we are the evaluators of the Rural Maternity and Obstetrics Management Strategies, or RMOMS program, and today we'll be presenting on our findings from the evaluation of the first implementation year for the 2019 cohort. So I'll start with an overview of the RMOMS program and the evaluation design, but the bulk of the presentation is going to focus on those first year evaluation findings for that 2019 cohort. The first implementation year span from September 1st, 2020 to August 31st, 2021. And we really are trying to focus our lessons learned on aspects that are applicable to you all, to rural healthcare providers that are also interested in collaborating with other partners in their area to improve access to care and quality of maternal health care. So RMOMS is a four-year program supported by HRSA that involves two cohorts. The 2019 cohort is nearing the end of its second implementation year, and the 2021 cohort is nearing the end of its planning year. RMOMS aims to improve access to maternal care and improve maternal health outcomes through network models. So these networks are really striving to promote financial sustainability through better coordination of care across network providers and through the promotion of telehealth services. And as you can see by this map, our RMOMS awardees are located throughout the U.S. And today we're going to be talking about those awardees in blue. The Texas RMOMS, ROMES, which is in New Mexico, and then the Boot Hill Perinatal Network, or BPN, which is in Missouri. And to give you a flavor of these awardees, I'm going to go ahead and share a video of the BPN network.
I worked here for about 7 years, and I provide care to
patients in the Boot Hill. A lot of the patients who are in the Boot Hill no longer have access to a hospital close by. And if they have an emergency, they don't have someplace close by that can take care of them.
Riding around the back of an ambulance trying to deliver a child is difficult. And we increase our chances of delivering a child in the field more and more with every closure of the hospital. As EMS, when we have a call that involves any type of OB, pregnancy, young children, neonates, that is a type of call we are not usually prepared for. Where I work is a very rural community. There's no real middle ground for us. Our closest neonatal center is about approximately an hour away.
A lot of the patients in the Boot Hill are at increased risk for both maternal mortality and morbidity, and also for bad outcomes for them and their babies. The purpose of this program is really to try to do as much as we can to help them get to their appointments and get the care that they need so that they can have good pregnancy outcomes for both them and their children.
What I've seen so far is that there's a collaboration between just the health department and New Madrid County. We have met different people and they automatically know my name, my role, and everything that I do with the district, and I've never seen them before, but they already know who we are, know how to reach out to us, know how to collaborate. It's actually brought us closer together and has more understanding of what we do in the field compared to just hospital settings alone.
The patients that I see in the Boot Hill, a lot of them do have a lot of underlying medical conditions. There's a lot of chronic hypertension. There's a lot of type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Some of these patients have had poor pregnancy outcomes. And so this project is to try to prevent some of these emergencies and plan so that these patients can be at the right place for their delivery to optimize their outcomes.
In dealing with the Our Moms program, I'm excited to say that it feels that EMS in general has a voice. We're actually able to express our needs, express our wants, collaborate in trainings with the Our Moms program, and it's actually coming to fruition. We're looking forward to obtaining the specialized training that's going to help us in delivering proper patient care and transport for all the patients within this region.
Many of these patients don't necessarily have all the social supports or the financial supports to be able to get them to their appointments. There are a lot of patients that require extra care that can't be given locally, and with this project, they're able to contact these patients and try to work with them so they can get here and get the care that they need so that we can, again, work with them to do the best for them for their pregnancy.
Okay, so now I will move on to the evaluation design. Given the differences across these RMOM models and the populations they serve, we are really conducting 3 separate evaluations, but we do draw on shared findings to disseminate those lessons learned and best practices to help you all in the field. We rely on multiple data sources for the evaluation. We have qualitative data that we're gathering through interviews, and we're really looking forward to doing some site visits this fall to visit the awardees and collect more in-depth information from them. And we also review awardee documentation, such as their applications and progress reports. And then we're also using quantitative data. So we have de-identified patient-level data and then also network-level measures that are submitted by the awardees. And we do hope to conduct an analysis of Medicaid claims if that activity is authorized. So while we use many different data sources for the evaluation, the patient-level data is really offering us the most complete overview of maternal health access, utilization of services, and outcomes for the participants of Our Moms. So these patient-level data fall into 5 main categories: patient demographics, risk factors, health behaviors, clinical services and outcomes, and support services. So now I'm going to turn to our findings. We have grouped our findings into 3 concepts: network structure and coordination, network strategy, so what they're doing to improve access to care, and then the populations that they're serving. So that really summarizes our patient level data. Overall, we found that awardees have established unique network models that are really tailored to their local context. That's something we've learned, is that no network is the same. And they really have a variety of participating providers and locations and different modes of governance and leadership. So now I will hand it off to Claire, who's going to talk more about the network structure and coordination strategies.
Thanks, Ellie. Okay, so of the three awardees funded in 2019, BPN has the largest network. It includes 2 hospital systems, 6 health departments, 3 behavioral health agencies, and a home visiting program. The network also includes a hospital in St. Louis. That hospital offers technical advice and referrals for very high-risk pregnancies, like infants needing surgery at birth. Most deliveries do occur in the rural hospitals, though. Next slide. The ROMS network covers the largest and most rural area, with mountains serving as a natural geographic barrier. So ROMS includes 3 critical access hospitals, their affiliated prenatal clinics, and support service agencies. And many women leave the area to deliver in Albuquerque, whether or not they are considered high risk. Next slide. So the Texas RMOMS network includes 2 rural health systems, and it operates under the leadership of a large urban hospital based in San Antonio. One of the rural health systems is in Del Rio, that's on the Texas-Mexico border. The other is in Uvalde, which is about halfway between Del Rio and San Antonio. All right, so the network composition has evolved over time for all 3 awardees. BPN in Missouri had 1 major hospital system leave the network due to reporting burdens and capacity and competition with the awardee lead. And then in New Mexico, a social service agency partner left the ROMS network due to staff turnover and capacity constraints. And then finally, in Texas, the network recruited 2 new partners during the first implementation year. One new partner is a family practice offering prenatal care, and the other is a federally qualified health center in Del Rio. All right, so one of the important questions that we wanted to answer through the evaluation was, what characteristics make for a strong network? We wanted to better understand the added value of a network approach to care, because HRSA didn't just fund patient navigation at one site, for example. Instead, it funded multiple organizations to work together in providing better coordinated care. So across the networks, we look for examples of meaningful collaboration on RMOM's activities. So, for example, the ROMS network has clinical providers who are traveling from one site to another to provide care. And that network is also launching a network-wide telehealth initiative. And all the partners are working closely together to advocate for Medicaid policy changes. BPN focused its early implementation efforts on one healthcare system with plans for expansion. And Texas RMOMS network hired patient navigators who follow women throughout their pregnancy to ensure that they're connected to the services they need, including access to specialists or social support services. We collected data on referral patterns to understand network strength. And here you can see that out of approximately 500 RMOMS participants, ROMS partners have made 426 referrals. Those are evenly split between clinical providers and support service providers. So you have both clinical and support service providers working together to comprehensively meet client needs. These referrals are